There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756. And a couple of things. First of all, if you've been nervous about sending me an email because you thought I wouldn't get to it, we're sort of cut off on emails, so it's not a bad time to go ahead and send me an email. And because we're caught up enough that there shouldn't be much of a wait. I should be able to get to it. So that's number one. Just send it to drjoy.com. Just drjoy.com. That would be number one. Number two, good time to get through to me about phone calls. Last week was really, really busy. And the last couple of days have been kind of quiet. So if you have something on your mind you'd like to talk with me about, it's not a bad time to get through. 855-99-3756. Talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. We were talking before about the fact that there's seldom a week that goes by, and sometimes not a day that goes by, without some kind of flare-up on social media, especially having to do with either bullying behavior or sexual behavior or pornographic behavior. And so my sort of favorite vaguely tongue-in-cheek story this week was that Facebook is defining nudity for us, which means that you can't show either frontal or buccal nudity. That either considered nudity, and they'll warn you, and then they will just shut you down. So we're asking people, especially on Facebook, because obviously you guys are computer savvy and use Facebook, presumably more than even for my program. And so we thought, okay, well, what's your take on this? And the first one is, well, there shouldn't be any. And I say, well, there already are. But it's in piecemeal. So if we were going to think about it in a sensible way, how would we do it? And how do we deal with the fact that it's hard to police, number one. Number two, that the Internet, the freedom of the Internet has certainly been wide open. And does wide open freedom, just as power may corrupt absolutely, unlimited boundaries may, or with no boundaries may corrupt as well in its very own way. And especially as more and more people use it. You have to remember, computers started out, personal computers, remember, call them PCs, started out with basically nerds in basements who build their own. Other than huge, big IBM computers. I was actually in a room with the original IBM computer at Harvard, and it took up, like, rooms. And now you carry around your little phone that has much more memory, much more capacity, much more speed and those kinds of things. So that computers went from being a technical tool to being ubiquitous, and you could say, well, there's still tools, they're still technical, and I wouldn't argue, but the fact that essentially many people have them, regardless, even in countries that you feel don't have indoor plumbing, people have cell phones. Right? There are actually more cell phones in the world than there are indoor plumbing. So this is an issue, and people have been talking about it for a long time, that it was coming, and people being adamant about it shouldn't happen, but it's going to. It already is. And the question is there a way of doing it in a responsible, reasonable, humane, fair, effective manner? And that's what I'm letting you guys kind of wrestle with. Okay, what else we got?
We'll continue on with Bill. Bill says, he would like a restriction on young-looking girls in provocative pictures asking older men to send them friend requests. He's wondering if this is entrapment. When you read their profile, they have no info, no friends, or other reasonable photos.
Well, so why
I usually ignore them, he says.
Yes, and why? I mean, that's the whole issue of why are we, as men, Bill darling, looking at pictures of young women? I mean, in that particular context. I mean, and we've already had a call from the mom of a listener who's a mom whose son is was doing exactly that, that he was looking at something, and kiddie porn popped up, and he started watching kiddie porn and got arrested for it.
Dwayne says, just making it less accessible, especially to kids, not trying to sound like the stick in the mud, but there should definitely be some supervision as to what kids can see on the internet.
How do you do that? And just realistically, how do you do that? You can have certainly kid controls on your computer at home or your television at home, but kids have phones. Kids can go to somebody else's house. I mean, how do you prove how old somebody is? How do you find out how old somebody is? Right? Just, you have to make sure if you have a rule or a law that you can enforce it. That's just plain not enforceable. I don't disagree with you, but it's not enforceable.
Anna says, spreading unverified news, like science articles, urban legends, unfounded warnings, etc. No duck face pouts, broken doll poses, long hair over the one shoulder selfies, no racism, sexism.
Wait a minute. All right, go ahead. Let's do this one at a time. All right, so we've got no fake news. Good luck on that. Aren't we doing an interview in about 2 weeks about Merchants of Doubt?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you listen. You're going to love that one. Because this isn't on the internet. This is on television. Of fake experts. You're going to love this. Hmm. All right. So number one was fake news. What else?
Urban legends, unfounded warnings, etc. No.
Wait a minute. Urban legends have been, what, alligators in the sewer for years. All right. So what else we got?
Unfounded warnings.
Oh, like the killer bees?
Yeah.
Perhaps. Okay.
She also says, no duck face pouts. Talking about, I think, in pictures. the duck face pictures.
Yeah, let's figure out how we're going to arrest those duck face pouters.
She also says, no broken doll poses.
Man, we're having a cranky day, aren't we? Okay, keep going. It's not that I disagree. It's just that she's so in touch with her, with what's on her nasty list. All right, keep going.
Long hair over one shoulder selfies.
I think you have to be of a certain age to be able to do selfies. My selfies always look like, oh my gosh. I think you have to do it at a certain angle, and I haven't quite mastered that yet. Have you done that?
I don't take selfies so much anymore, just because. And I think it's like you said. I think it's kind of an age thing. When I was younger, I took quite a few and put them on my Facebook page. But
well, see, I've never particularly liked them. But every once in a while, my sister will say, "Well, you know, what does your new outfit look like or something?" And the only way I can do it is I do it in a mirror, which of course does not work terribly well.
Mm-hmm. Anna also goes on to say, "No racism, sexism, just smart stuff." No. She also adds,
"We're going to take down everybody's website except mine."
She also says, "No more like this page and win an iPod." I'm getting kind of sick of those myself, actually.
And I assume they're scams. Yes.
Yep.
Darn. The pop-ups in general, I hate.
Yeah. Well, and she ends it with, "Oh wait, is social media social if there are only 5 users left?"
Well, clearly we're in a sort of a transition evolutionary stage of what's it going to be, but that's the point of figuring out, you know, what rules make some sense. They have to be sensible. They have to be enforceable. They have to be understandable, and enforceable may be the major issue with it. Now, what else?
Robbie says, "I see a lot of bullying and arguing. I could definitely do without that."
Yeah. Again, I certainly don't disagree, but I don't know how you completely get rid of it other than to say, I mean, in theory, what you want is somebody kind of monitoring. But even if you have somebody monitoring, which when you're talking about nearly 1.5 billion people becomes an insurmountable issue. But then whose opinion? And that's whenever you get, and we can call it censorship or just paying attention or boundaries or rules, you know, you get some serious issues. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, my little adorable masseuse. We're talking about an issue that's probably going to be an ongoing issue, I would guess, for at least the next couple of years. As I said, we're seeing articles basically at least a weekly, if not daily basis, about issues on the social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, whether it's sexual content or bullying content or porn content or revenge porn is probably one of my favorite terms ever. thinking, I mean, look, what we want to do, it would seem to me, is think about it before the government gets completely involved in it, that self-policing is probably a much safer thing to do than having the government involved. My favorite government story is certainly the one we did last week with their Social Security Administration having 6.5 million people over the age of 112 on their rolls. When there are 37 people over 112 in the entire universe, in the entire world. So,
yeah.
I don't know. That one just shocking. And any lingering hope I had of trusting the government to be, I mean, even effective, let alone efficient, just sort of completely obliterated by that story. All right, so let's hear some more about what people are thinking. Because as you hear, it's not that straightforward. And I mean, you can list all the areas that you think should not be allowed, but how do you actually enforce that? Does that interfere with people's right to expression? And it would seem to me that the issue of self-expression ends when it damages someone else. And that's presumably what libel laws, for example, are intended to emphasize, and it would seem to me that since this is a print, that the internet, social media, is printed as well as everything else, that that's something that should probably be that should be probably part of the definition of if it's harming someone else, that it's not okay. But then the question is, who decides who's harmed?
Mm-hmm.
An unflattering picture of me? Yes, very harmed. Go ahead.
Richard,
I know, I'm having an insecure day.
Richard says, unsolicited friend requests from attractive young ladies. That kind of goes back to, who was it, Bill, I think. Bill was talking about the...
Well, he was saying, the emphasis, I think, on his was young.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Sally says, one should be 16, at least 16 years old, to be on Facebook.
Well, what does that mean? Means parents putting pictures of kids up? I mean, you hear this gets complicated quickly.
And I know there's a lot of people that will create Facebook pages for their kids specifically. I mean, like their
grandparents,
10-year-old kids, yeah, grandparents and everything, yeah.
Well, and they put up pictures. I mean, as you know, I have never been a fan of Facebook, but I've also shared that when my daughter was a very young child, we lived on the beach, and I used to send out spring cards every spring because Christmas cards seemed to get lost in the, you know, the shuffle, and it was a busy time of year for me, and I felt like that was something I wanted to do. And so one year I sent out a postcard with her picture on it, and she had a bonnet on, and that was all at the beach. And that probably would be considered illegal now. You know, at the time, somebody said, you know, what are you doing? And I didn't even think about it. I mean, she was just walking, so she was maybe a year, maybe 14 or 15 months old. But now I would probably, number one, think twice about it. Number two, there might have been some public outcry about it. Because it went through the mails, I mean, in theory, it could have been a federal offense. Certainly our sensibilities have changed a bit. Now, what I mean, I'm her mom, so was it pornographic? Not as far as I was concerned, but the question, I don't know. Facebook, it was full frontal nudity, so I don't know.
Chris, she says, I think placing restrictions on social media is a slippery slope. Where do we draw the line?
Don't disagree with you, but is not placing any restrictions on social media an equal slippery slope?
Dawn says, none. Let's not do that. Wouldn't it be nice to just teach our children some basic civilized manners instead?
It's already too late for that. I mean, if everybody behaved, you wouldn't... look, let's face it. If everybody behaved, we wouldn't need laws. We wouldn't need police. We would need armies. We would need jails. So, I mean, let's. And I'm not suggesting that human beings are irrevocably flawed, but I'm saying it's too late to have those discussions. We already have that. You already have Facebook coming out and saying, "All right, here are the rules." You already have people suing other people. The sort of saying, "Well, can't we all just get along?" I mean, I certainly agree with you, but we in fact can't and don't. And there are already beginning to be restrictions. So if there are going to be restrictions, wouldn't we like there to be a thought-out, basic, understandable... I mean, what we need is kind of a declaration of independence or a declaration of decency or something for the Internet. And something that is written by people who are as wise as people who did the Declaration of Independence or who did the Constitution or who did the Bill of Rights. So that even though they're going to be in a time and a place, and they may need some amendments further down the road, that we have a working body of information as guidelines to say this is acceptable behavior and this is not. Because by having no rules, what you're trusting is that everybody will have the same sense of propriety. They clearly do not. And I'm not even suggesting that one person's offense might be another person's art. You know, that another issue. We're just talking about things that everybody would agree. I don't think anybody would agree that it's okay to put naked pictures of women who are drugged on the Internet. I mean, is there anybody who thinks that's okay? If so, you can let me know. I can't imagine how exactly you're going to justify that. So there are already some rules, and the point is that they're piecemeal. And I think we run a risk when we do it piecemeal, we run a much greater risk of really imposing other people's restrictions than if we sort of try to figure out a reasonable policy. Okay, keep going.
Bonnie says, I wish there were some place we could report the cyber bullies and have them spammed with horrible stories about the results of doing it to people.
That's an interesting idea. And there probably is the word recognition software available to be able to do that. The question is, who would do it?
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting idea. Because that's already how NSA, it's how intelligence organizations worldwide do monitor all sorts of things as they look for keywords. And if they could do it, they're already doing it. We would just have different keywords that say things like stupid or fat. Or, I don't know, we could probably figure out, most of us could probably figure out, or hate. We could probably figure out a group of words, and that those people would be directly, if you can have pop-ups that reflect people's buying behavior, maybe we could have pop-ups responding to people's emotional behavior. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Julie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I hope you can help me with this problem. How do you get a guy to wash his hands after he uses the bathroom? Brush his teeth at night.
Oh, dear.
Don't leave pee.
Don't do what?
Don't leave pee on the toilet seat.
Okay, let's go through. I don't think there's ever been a woman who's ever been able to teach a man how to do the last one, but we can certainly attack the first two. Okay, is this somebody you're living with or thinking about living with?
We met in February. We had a fabulous time. He went away on holiday and almost died and came back, and we were desperately happy and grateful for everything. And then come now, the little things are just driving me crazy.
Okay, let's take a deep breath here, because you just said something really meaningful, which is, are the little things driving you crazy because we really need to tackle them, or you've just decided that you've gone as far as you can go, and whatever you saw there, you've just run out of steam, and you really want out of the relationship, because we do them differently.
No, no, I really like him. We have a great time together. We never fight. We can spend hours and days on end.
All right, well, let's start with washing hands. Of saying, I'll tell you what I would do. Here's what I would do. I would say, if you wash your hands when you come out of the bathroom, I will put lotion on your hands. And have you ever put lotion on a guy's hands and rubbed their hands? It's a very sensual experience. And so that's what I would do. Rather than making a negative, say, listen, baby cakes, if I, you know, I've got this new stuff. It only works if you wash your hands. So when you come out of the bathroom, wash your hands, and I'm gonna show you something really cool. All right, and that should work because it's reinforcing a behavior. It's positive and sexy, and it's not being his mom. All right, so that's number one. Number two, brushing teeth. I'd use the same general strategy. Is, you know, when that if I'm going to kiss you, I want your breath to be incredibly fresh and delicious, and you know, let's brush our teeth together. You know, let's make it part of, you know, that you either take a shower together or, you know, brush our teeth together. And that should work as well, rather than, again, being his mom. The third, you know, you're probably best off having an apartment with two bathrooms if you can possibly do it. I don't know any men, even the most meticulous. They're just, I think they view the toilet bowl as kind of a target, and they see if they can get on the outer rim. I don't know what they do. I mean, I suppose you could put a little target there, but I every man that I know, no matter how meticulous, no matter how charming in other areas, they just, I don't know, it's like they're marking their turf. So that one.
Well, I did that. I have two bathrooms. I even have two bedrooms. So he has his bedroom and bathroom.
Okay, so the toilet seat you don't have to worry about as much. I would certainly, if the two of you are talking about a romance, you don't want to have your separate, I mean, do you sleep in separate beds?
No, we sleep in the same bed.
Okay, so.
But I just have a bedroom upstairs with clothes in my bathroom and all my nice stuff up there.
Yeah, so try the hand lotion after he's washed his hands when he comes out of the bathroom every time, because, and he'll, I mean, it really is good. Go get some stuff that either is really nice smelling that he likes, or don't get anything real girly, because then he'll think that it, you know, that he won't like the smell, so he won't continue to do it. But I actually did that accidentally. It was kind of one of those stories that I sort of happened on accidentally. I was at the radio station, and I have fairly dry skin, so I'm always putting hand lotion on. And I just put some hand lotion on, and there was too much on my hands. And that's what my mother used to do all the time. She put hand lotion on whoever the closest kid was, she'd say, come over here. And she'd put, you know, she'd take our two hands in hers and put the hand lotion on. It's very sensual. It's very cool. So I had too much hand lotion on, and there was a very famous actor whose name I think I will not share with you because it was too embarrassing. He's very sexy. He was in, well, I'll leave it at this. He was an urban cowboy, all right? And so you can figure out which one it was. It's not the obvious one. And he came up and I said, I don't think I was interviewing, but he said, hi, I'm, and I put out my hand to say, hi, I'm, and I realized I had hand lotion over it, and I said, I have too much hand lotion on my hands, and so when I put out my hand, I grabbed both of his hands and put it on, and I thought he was going, I mean, it was one of those things, it was surprisingly sexy, and that was not my intent, honest. But it certainly taught me something that's very cool, which is putting hand lotion on somebody that you really like is a very cool thing to do. It also works on their feet as well. So that's what I would do about the washing his hands. Brushing teeth I would do together, of saying, okay, or getting an electric toothbrush, that might work. You know, saying...
Well, somehow with the teeth thing and the washing hand thing, I mean, I'm a preschool teacher, so my ears just go up and I can hear, I can count the...
Yeah,
seconds
no, I know.
Of the flush. Listen for the tap, and I don't hear it. Right.
Well, just if you can handle. Look, we've got three issues here, right? And you're telling me this is a guy that you want to keep around, that you really care about him. So, number one, the toilet issue. It seems to me we've taken care of because you have two separate toilets, and let him pay for the cleaning lady. All right, if you're ever living together. Number two. With the hand lotion, we've dealt with that, just, you know, and he'll love it, and you'll love it. It's very sexy, which means the only one we really have to nag about is the toothbrushing. And what I would just say to him is, baby cakes, I got to tell you, I'm a, you know, preschool teacher. If you brush your teeth before you come into bed with me, I'm going to be much more prone to want to kiss you.
Yeah, well, he knows that.
Well, so do you kiss him when he doesn't brush his teeth?
Well, I didn't really know he didn't brush his teeth until 2 weeks ago.
Does he have bad breath?
No.
Well, maybe he's gargling.
Yeah.
Look, if it's that big an issue to you, just say, look, you know, I know I'm a little compulsive about this, but, you know, if you brush your teeth, you know, I'd really appreciate it. Because, you can't nag about all three because you sound like his mom. But the toilet one you can take care of. The hand lotion one you can take care of by the hand washing. So pick the toothpaste one and say, I'm probably a little compulsive about this, but, I just say, here's what I'd say. I'd say, let's brush our teeth together. It's one of those things from, I watch my mom and dad brush their teeth together. They always said it's really sexy. So let's brush our teeth together. All right? So then you don't have to nag. Fair enough?
All right.
Good luck. Yeah, because you don't want the three of them make you sound like, you know, he's your child, and that's not going to work. So we've got all three of them.
I know. Well, what's been happening.
I know.
Crazy.
But then, honey, you really have to understand that underneath all this, I'm a psychologist, and sometimes we start picking fights with people about things that we were perfectly willing to accept because we really are questioning whether or not this is the person we want to be with. So you need to look at that a little bit, too. And look at that before you tackle all the rest of the stuff, because otherwise you're going to find three more things that you don't like. And it's just going to turn into this awful thing. And if you want out, then there are better ways to get out than nagging him. All right. Besides, it does occur to me that if you didn't know he wasn't brushing his teeth because he didn't have bad breath, why do you care? I mean, there's that you hear that certainly somebody who's got parsley in their front teeth or something or has bad breath. It's pretty obvious, and those people may, in fact, be brushing their teeth. But if you're not basically being impacted, except intellectually, by he's not brushing his teeth. If his breath doesn't smell, then why do you care? I mean, yeah, his teeth may fall out at some point, but that's his issue. It does sound to me that's part of a larger issue of feeling like, okay, there's a part of him I like and a part of him I don't like, so I'll start nitpicking, and then he'll get mad at me and he'll leave, and then I'm not the bad guy and I don't have to really make the decision, which isn't a terribly nice way to behave. Speaking of, there was one last comment about the internet censorship-ish issue that I thought was really well thought out, and so let's share that, and then we'll be done with that topic.
It's from Pablo. Pablo says, bashing your ex-spouse because it can be used against you in court, and your children can see it or hear about it through friends and family members.
Yeah, people forget two things about the internet. First of all, it is public, even if you think it's not. And second of all, it is immortal. So the idea of having to defend, I mean, it's bad enough when, you know, I would have my latest beau over and my mother would haul out the baby pictures. But think about the fact you don't even have to go to somebody's house to haul out the baby pictures and have all the silly videos or people being drunk and it's not even family, it's friends that I know somebody who lost a job because they were at a party and somebody else videotaped it and it was on their website, and I don't even know how the potential boss saw it, but here's this potential applicant being drunk, and it wasn't his website, he didn't make the video, but his friend did, and I'm sure his friend meant no harm by it, but yeah, we're talking about something that has such widespread options without any kind of restrictions whatsoever that it's truly, I mean, it has some potential for real danger. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Folks, for some reason, you folks are calling me up and saying, can we talk off the air? And while I'm very flattered that you want to chat with me, no, because if everybody talks with me off the air, then I don't do a program, and that's kind of what I do. So feel free to call me and feel free to talk with me, but we get to do it on the air. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, we've given you folks the opportunity to ask me questions, so you don't have to be on the air, but you send me the question on Facebook. All right, so let's hear some.
Robbie says, he'd like to ask you what he can do about his social anxiety. He loves being social. He says, I love being social, but my face turns beet red and my body overheats. I hate it. I think it has to do with relying on alcohol socially.
Uh-huh. I think he's right. Do we have any idea how old he is? Probably not.
No, we don't.
So he says he enjoys going out, but he turns beet red, and then he uses alcohol. All right, how about if we tried square breathing? How about if we assumed, I'm a blusher, and always have been. But people are usually, you're more aware of it than other people are. So what I would do is just try a month of, first of all, square breathing. Second of all, you may feel more comfortable in social situations if, for example, you are not taking a passive role, that you're going over and talking with somebody. Number one. That number two, you have something specific to talk about. You may want to talk about movies or talk about the weather, or you can talk about social media. You can talk about, spring flowers, spring planting. I mean, just figure out a couple topics that you enjoy talking about, so you feel a bit more in control. Practice a little bit more. You know, I had a friend who was very shy, and he took the Toastmasters course. And there is also the Norman Vincent Peale, How to Make Friends and Influence People, and they're still around as well. And he felt both of them were enormously helpful, which you could certainly do. But the problem is, until you stop drinking, you're not going to believe that you can do this without drinking, number one. Number two, alcohol is a vasodilator. So if you're drinking so that you don't turn red, you're using the wrong substance, because that will, I mean, look at people who drink a lot. They get sweaty, they're bright red, and after a while they have broken blood vessels because of the, I mean, there are all sorts of secondary issues. But so try, number one, going out more. Try going up to people and chatting with them. Have things to talk about, and try it without any alcohol for a month and see if it doesn't really help you a bit. You can also, as I said, try square breathing. Visualize yourself as being incredibly popular and effective and relaxed, but don't use alcohol, and try it for a month, because you're not going to believe in yourself until you do it without the crutch of alcohol. Okay, and it's really not doing what you think it does. It just gives you tunnel vision, so you sort of ignore other things. Okay, and also it may be great to do some things that are less obviously social, but all around other people, like taking an adult education course, or it's springtime, there are a lot of cleanup campaigns, or political campaigns, or going and feeding the homeless, or doing some other kind of volunteer activity, or joining a bowling league. So do things that don't put a whole lot of pressure on you. For most people, and just sort of practice it. It's like anything else, that the more you do it, the more comfortable you're going to become at it. Okay, but you really need to let go of the alcohol, because you'll believe that you can't do without otherwise. All righty, do we have time for another short one?
I think we do.
Okay.
Genevieve says, what do you do when you catch your good friend lying? How do you react? She says, I practice stupid and cheerful. However, I find myself doubting many things she says. Thank you.
This would be really helpful to know what she lied about. People lie for adults and children lie for exactly the same reason, to deal with the difference between what they wish was the situation and what is the situation. So they're feeling that whatever it is that they're doing is not good enough. They're not good enough. So what you really want to do is help her to feel better about herself. And when she tells you what's obviously a whopper, you could just say, you are so creative. If you're not sure, you may want to ask for clarifying details without sounding like the Spanish Inquisition. But if you catch her in an obvious lie, and it's sort of at the time, one of the things you can do is just look in her eye, take her hand and say, listen, even if that were not the case, I think you're great. Or even if that were the case, I think you're great. Because people lie, as I said, to deal with the discrepancy between what is and what they wish was the case. So it's based, by definition, a statement of inadequacy. And if she's your best friend, then you have to be able to trust her. So it it sounds to me that you may need to have a, listen, could you be really careful with me, because I'm one of those people who has an astonishingly good memory, and I remember what you tell me, and when you tell me two things that don't match, I don't know what to believe. And that's better than probably saying, look, you're a liar, and you've always been a liar. It's really hard to love somebody you can't trust. So I hear your pain, but if she really is your best friend, and I don't know how long you've been friends, I don't. As I said, my guess is if you look at it, her lies fall into a very specific category, and they may be more exaggeration than lies, which I know is not much comfort to you, especially if you're sort of a stickler about details. But it may be worthwhile, especially if you're hearing this, to send me a follow up email that says she lies about this particular category, or even if you may not even be aware of it, it may be something that you can begin looking for. Because, for example, she lies about her kids and what they're doing in school. It may be that the two of you have become a little overly competitive about your children's successes. If she lies about, what do people lie about? If she lies about how much weight she's lost, I mean, who knows? But see if there's not, if her lies don't fall into certain categories, and make sure that somehow you're not participating in some kind of competition that's making her feel that she needs to win. Because maybe you feel that you need to win as well, and you're just better suited. You have better goods or whatever, that so that you do win more often, and she just feels that she needs to offset the balance a bit. See if you can figure out the categories. That would help you, and if it doesn't help you, you can call me and it'll help me. Because people don't lie usually across the board. I mean, there really are people, I suspect, who lie just to keep in practice. So if you ask them what time it is, they'll, you know, they're testing you. And part of it may be to see whether or not you really love her. I mean, it would be really helpful to have slightly more information about this, or even a great deal more information about this. Ready? 855-993-7569. But reminding yourself that people do things for reasons, and if you can figure out the reasons, then one of the possibilities is just say, wow, that doesn't seem very realistic. Tell me why you're saying that, or give me more details. Okay, as opposed to, my grandmother used to say, that's what you wish was the case, not what's really true. But grandmothers can get away with that in ways that most of the rest of us can't. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.